A fantastic event happening across the weekend in the Hunter at Clarencetown. Their military muster, a great chance to see a whole bunch of military memorabilia, obviously all of the vehicles as well. And it's a big congrats on their 10th annual event. And from the event today, joining us is Brett Wild. Brett, thank you so much for your time. Over a decade, I'm convinced this event has grown from strength to strength. Good morning.
Morning, Mark, and morning to your listeners. Yes, it has grown from strength to strength. It started off just as a handful of military vehicle enthusiasts all getting together at the Williams River Caravan Park 10 years ago, and it's grown exponentially since.
And that's the thing. All you need is an idea and a few sitting around going, you know what, I think we'll just bring a few vehicles to the caravan park, away we go, and all of a sudden 10 years has gone by. For military enthusiasts and those who just love vehicles, this will be a big event. Can you tell us some of the things that we'll be experiencing right there in Clarencetown this year around, Brett?
Yes, as you said, Mark, we're in the 10th anniversary year of the event. The Charity Task Force Veteran, which a lot of people and a lot of your listeners would know us, or Hunter Anzac Memorial Limited, we've taken over the event. The other organisers for the previous 9 years have done an amazing job. So it's like a relay race. They've handed the baton to us, and we're running forward. So at this point of time, we've got nearly 50 vehicles from World War II all the way through to current vehicles on display, from military enthusiasts and those people just wanting to honour veterans. A lot of these vehicles go to Anzac Day parades and things like that. We've also got members of the Australian Defence Force from the 5 Combat Service Supply Battalion, bringing a couple of variants of the latest G-Wagon vehicles that the ADF currently use. So if people are interested in potentially joining the Army Reserve, they can come and talk to those guys. We've got military swap meet. People like Trevor from Mill Spares, one of the largest supplier of Jeep spare parts in Australia. We've got market stall holders, military swap meters. We've got aircraft flyovers, flying about 500 feet above the river at Clarencetown at 11 o'clock. Scottish pipes and band. The Lions will be cooking up a sausage sizzle on Saturday. And we do a street parade around Clarencetown around 9:30, then come back to the caravan park for big static display. So the event is free to attend. It's with the great and generous support of Dungog Council that the event continues to go. So it's just a great free event for the community, and also honouring our veterans past, present and future.
Oh yeah, for sure. And like you've said there, Brett, there's a lot in that and a lot of different moving parts to that as well. But when, of course, the main game is always the equipment and the vehicles in particular. And I mean, how sort of good is that to sort of have those vehicles, particularly from conflicts gone by, different theatres of war, as you said, going back to World War II, and you can sort of have a look at them and go, these are the conditions, these are the vehicles that they sort of went to fight in.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, look, it's amazing. And one of our main guys, Lachlan, who's turning up, he has got one of the country's best GPAs. So a GPA is a vehicle that can drive on the land. It's a bit like a little Willy's Jeep and a weasel, and they can drive on the land and in the water. You know, some of these vehicles are worth upwards of $250,000. There's Bren gun carriers, there's Land Rovers, there's Jeeps, there's Dodge weapon carriers, there's staff cars. It's a great array of military vehicles from the past that really give people an understanding. And what we find is quite amazing, we do a lot of Anzac Days, the amount of kids that just sort of sit behind the seat and mum and dad can take a picture of them, and it brings the light to a lot of children. We're actually hosting the Glen Williams Public School coming down on the Friday, and we've got a lot of resources from Department of Veterans Affairs we'll give the kids, because upcoming Remembrance Day soon. And we're very excited that we're taking some vehicles up to the retirement village in Dungog, and the charity's providing morning tea to our war widows and national servicemen and veterans in the nursing home.
And that's fantastic, and an all-round encompassing event. It certainly has grown, Brent, over the last 9 years, of course, now in its 10th on the weekend from Friday. I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on it. I'm sure there's still a lot to do. Thanks for spending your time with us this morning, mate. Have a good weekend.
No, thank you, Mark, and thanks to your listeners, and we look forward to seeing you all on Saturday at the Williams River Caravan Park at Clarencetown.
Right there for the 10th annual Clarencetown Military Muster. One of the organisers there, Brett Wild, joining us. There is some info on this you'll find right now at our events calendar if you'd like to learn a little bit more at our website, 2NURFM.com.au.